back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Now, here's an item. This thing, I thought I'd seen a lot, but the gall of this one is a fellow named Scott Manley, who's a higher-up with the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce Group. He put out a statement that said, quote, "Nobody's health is at risk right now from PFAS contaminants." PFAS, that's polyfluoroalkyl substances or perfluoroalkyl substances. You know them as forever chemicals. Now, are you in doubt what forever means? Forever means forever, for thousands of years. They get into your water, they are forever chemicals. And up in Marinette County and Kewaunee County, they're drinking bottled water. These forever chemicals have leached into Green Bay, which is connected to the Great Lakes. And this guy comes out and says, from the manufacturers, he goes, "Nobody's health is at risk right now from the forever chemical contaminants as long as they are receiving bottled drinking water." Now, let's unpack that, because this really frosts me. First of all, do you want to have to drink bottled water? You want a truck from the company pulling up once a week with some bottled water? You say, "I need more than that." No, you don't. Just drink less water. What about brushing my teeth? What about cooking? You know, what can I do? Boil it. Why do you have to live like that? You have a well. Why do you have to live like that? The well has forever chemicals in it, and it will for the next 50,000 years. Okay, what do you think that does to your property value? Secondly, that was an incorrect statement for a lot of other reasons. First of all, this water is in irrigation. It goes on farm fields. It can contaminate crops. It certainly contaminates fish. What do you think happens to a fish if it swims in forever chemical water? You pull it out. I'm not saying it glows in the dark. I'm not saying its eyes glow like emeralds. They don't have to. They have forever chemicals in them. So up in that area, you go fishing. You gonna eat the fish? Probably not. And biosolids are spread on fields, and it contaminates what's there. And for this guy to say, "Yeah, that's cool, it's cool." Well, first of all, I don't want to drink bottled water. I have a well. Secondly, I want to be able to fish, and I want to be able to eat a fish without wondering what it swam through. Secondly, I don't want forever chemicals going into Green Bay. And fourth, when I sell my house, I don't want a guy going, "I'll give you half price because I don't like bottled water either." And then what am I going to do with crops? I have a garden in the back. What am I going to do? Not water it? I'm a farmer. Where am I going to sell my crops? People are going to find out, "Oh, it's from up here." And this is going to spread beyond Marinette and Peshtigo and Kewaunee and that area up there. Bottled water, that's the future. And people still insist on voting Republican. You vote Republican, you say you're a hunter, you say you're a fisherman, you want to fish, it's going to come to where you are, forever chemicals. Just discharge it right into the ground, right into the groundwater. Tap into the groundwater and suck it all out for bottled water, dry up streams. You know, don't tell me you're a fisherman, you're a hunter. I don't believe you. If you were a fisherman or a hunter and you cared about it, you would do the right thing. We're going to the line. Slammer of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Slammer?
Good morning, Matt. You know, as fate would have it, maybe with a little divine intervention, I happened to come across the individual who was running for John Nygren's seat, a guy by the name of Elijah Behnke out of Marinette. And it turns out that he wins the four-way race for the nomination for the Republican side of this. And I had a great conversation with him, and I suspect he's going to be somebody who's going to be very interested in that groundwater issue. If we can get to him before he has a chance to get bought up by the special interests, you might actually have somebody who'll do something about that issue up there with those PFASs. So
you know,
that's
a good point. You know, so what Slammer's referring to is Nygren resigned, stepped down, it opened up his seat. It's a Republican seat. So what Slammer's talking about, I'm not familiar with the gentleman who won in that primary in the election a little bit ago, but he has a good chance of being elected in the general. And what you're saying, Slammer, is that somehow this guy might be approachable on this issue. I am very skeptical, though, and I'm going to tell you why I'm skeptical. Well, I don't care what his personal feelings are. He's going to get a visit from Voss, and he's going to get a visit from the donors to the Republican Party, and they're going to say, here's how you're going to vote. And he's going to go, no, no, I'm not voting that way. I'm worried about forever chemicals. And they're going to go, let me be blunt. You're going to vote for this, and the next time you're going to get a primary, and some out-of-state donor is going to put $1 million in it, and he's going to say, you're bad on abortion, you're bad on guns, and you're bad on everything else, and you're no damn good, and you're going to get put. And he said, well, I'm not bad on that stuff. Well, people are going to think you're bad because that's all they're going to see on TV. You see what I'm saying, Slammer? That party, will not do it right. They will not do it right. They own these guys. And if that happens, this guy is going to go back into his life before, when he goes to the supper club. He does not get the big seat of honor under the moose head. Okay. He has to stand in line. He has to stand in line, and nobody pays attention to him. And that's what's going to happen.
Yeah. That's sad, isn't it?
It's very sad. And Trump has had these come to Jesus talks with these guys all the time. And they go in there all bursting, and their teeth are gleaming, and their eyes are bulging out, and it's great. And they get whipped. They get whipped. The door gets closed, and you hear whip, 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 whip. And then suddenly they come out all meekly, and they say, okay, tell me how to vote. Tell me how to vote. Slammer, thanks a lot. If you have leverage with this guy, absolutely talk to him, call him, tell him not to listen to this segment on the podcast, okay? This will scare him. He should not listen to Devil Radio, but only this segment. He should listen to everything else on Devil Radio. Not this segment.
I'll give you a call, man.
And we'll say, good for you, Slammer. But you know something? You are going to perform a miracle if you do that and get him away from Voss. Thanks for calling, Slammer. Okay. One quick thing I want to go to and just acknowledge a great man, Alexei Navalny in Russia. A Moscow court just rejected his appeal, and he's being sent to a penal camp in Russia because of Putin. He committed no crime, but he went back there. He's a very brave man, but these prison camps are, they're sadistic. They send them there. They have thugs in there. They beat him. They make him sort of a slave. Then they make him clean everything on his own, the toilet for everybody, kick him and beat him, even though he's a big guy, to break him down. Putin is not only a dictator, he's a murderer and a thief. Navalny had exposed the fact that Putin had built a $1.5 billion mansion that's bigger than any of the mansions in Newport, Rhode Island, that Carnegie and the rest of them built, Vanderbilt. I don't know if you've ever been to Newport. Go to Mansion Row. It looks like Versailles in Paris. Well, what happened was Putin built one that's bigger than any of them. And that got out, and everybody's mad. Putin's stealing money. The rest of them have no money. And this guy now ends up in a prison camp. Fortunately, Biden's sticking up for him. The EU's sticking up for him. Putin has got to be isolated. Putin has got to be marginalized in his own country. He has to fear for his life by his own people, not by us. Not by us. Okay. We're coming to the end. We're coming to the end. Matt Flynn Direct is going to go off the air today and come back tomorrow, same time, same place. Stand by for great programming. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Devil's Advocate, Diamond Crude, Earl Ingram, Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood, Jeff Santos, Busted Pencils on Tuesday, Ask the Builder, and Al Bachman on Saturday, Sharp Elbows, Let's Get Local, Outside the Pizza Box, Max Inc. Radio. A lot more Matt Flynn Direct tomorrow, same time, same place.